So I'm an experimental social psychologist and spend a lot of time thinking about the way people think. And when you examine the research literature, looking at the different ways that people produce judgments, the outcomes of these judgments, there's some interesting patterns. And what I noticed is that people seem to consistently make decisions in such a way that they assume people are responsible for their actions, that they tend to prefer the way things are or the way they think they were in the past, and that they often have a deference to authority. And when you focus on these things and then map that on to politics, you see that those things tend to go along with conservative politics, conservative ideology. So really the starting point was noticing the way people think and looking at those outcomes and then making the connection between that and political opinions.
Now, one thing that caught my eye was in one of the field studies, you use bar patrons. How did you even determine that these people will make good subjects?
Yeah. So the truth is when research psychologists do their studies, more often than not, we're focused on samples of people who are convenient, who are nearby, who we don't have to pay very much money, if at all. So typically that means college students. Because we knew that we were going to be studying something that presumably was relevant outside the college student population, we wanted to make sure to try to find the population to which we might apply these ideas. So we were looking for a way to go out into the so-called real world to find some people who we could test to look for some support for our predictions outside of our laboratories. And because research shows that alcohol is a really good way to get people to maybe not think too hard or too deeply, we thought that would be a good approach.
But that wasn't all, right? You did other experiments.
That's correct. So the alcohol study is interesting because we find some support for our predictions in a population outside of the laboratory at the university, which is great. But that study is only correlational. What we find in that research is a relationship between people's level of alcohol intoxication and their political attitudes, specifically conservative political attitudes. But because it's a correlational study, we can't be certain that it's the alcohol that caused people's political attitudes, or maybe it's political attitudes that lead people to drink a certain way, or maybe some other variable, a third variable responsible for both. So it's really important to do some controlled experiments, research in the laboratory, where we can vary, manipulate who's going to rely on low-effort thinking and who isn't. And so we followed up with a few studies where we did just that.
Okay.
You know, and I know you know this, whenever you do a study like this and you publish results, anyone can start to take at it and say, you said this or you didn't say this or attack. Were there any hesitation – or not hesitations. Were there any fears that someone would get this and manipulate it to say what they wanted it to say?
Yeah, that there were fears, and those fears maybe were well-founded. We anticipated some criticism on two fronts, and both maybe again proved to be our fears proved to be on the mark. Our research is really focusing on what psychologists refer to as low effort thinking. When we're not thinking too hard, when we're not thinking too deeply, our thought processes proceed in a way that's different from when we really engage in some extra effort. And maybe a way to think of this is to consider something simple like counting to 10. If you were to count to 10, now, quickly, you could do so without too much effort. You wouldn't necessarily be aware of what you were doing. It would be a pretty easy task. If we asked you to count the second time, just like before, but this time arrange the numbers alphabetically, that would require some more effort. It's something that you've probably never done before. It would take a little time to figure out how to proceed. You'd really be engaging in some extra effort. Now, what psychologists note is that most of us, a lot of the time, use low-effort thinking. There's just too much going on in the world such that we couldn't possibly orient to all of it, have everything that's impeding upon our senses be rationally considered at all times. It's too much. And so a lot of what we do in terms of our mental activity day in and day out is probably relegated to that quick, easy stuff. And this is important to underscore because what we're not saying is that low-effort thinking is brainless, that low-effort thought means low IQ, anything like that. To the contrary, it's probably pretty smart people who use low-effort thinking at least most of the time. In fact, there probably wouldn't be a way around it even if people wanted to. So the first limitation, the first problem, I should say, that maybe we anticipated was that folks would misconstrue what we mean by low-effort thought.
Mm. Right. That could be a weighted sort of
term.
Misnomer. Yeah.
Absolutely. The second concern was that people might perceive us as picking on certain people as being overly eager to or maybe inclined to use low-effort thought. And we try to be explicit about this in our research. We're not saying that people who are conservative don't think. We're saying if you don't think too hard, you tend to be, or I shouldn't say tend to be, but that initial first output is probably likely to be conservative. And to conclude otherwise really is a logical fallacy. There are many ways to be liberal, many ways to be conservative, lots of things that are relevant in determining that. What we think we've discovered or noticed in our research is that when the mind isn't thinking too hard, the default output of that tends to lean conservative.
It's so interesting.
So was this all that you set out to find, or were there any other questions that you sought answers to?
Mm-hmm. That was really our main prediction. Coming from other research, we formulated the prediction that low-effort thought would favor political conservatism. These things that I've mentioned before, people assuming others are responsible for their actions, people's tendency to prefer the status quo, people's acceptance of hierarchy. Not only do people do all these things, but it seems to be their first response, their quick response, really their default response. If they're not thinking too hard about things, if they're distracted, that sort of stuff seems to be what people come up with in terms of the output of their thinking. So all of that led us to the prediction that low-effort thought might favor political conservatism. Now, an alternative explanation or an alternative consideration is that people maybe when they're using low-effort thought, become more extreme, or maybe some other ideological response that we might want to investigate. So in all of our studies, what we focused on, in addition to conservatism, was measuring political liberalism. Many people think that conservatism and liberalism are the opposite ends of a continuum, and that may be the case. But some researchers consider these constructs to be distinct. And so in all of our studies, we measured liberalism along with conservatism to see if liberalism would be affected in the same way. In our studies, it wasn't. Moreover, in our research, when we compare liberals and conservatives to see how they respond, what we find is that everyone seems to shift toward the conservative pole. In other words, an alternative explanation might be that when people are distracted, when they're drunk, when they're in a hurry, they're going to fall back on what's habitual for them, what they're used to, the way they typically are. That certainly may be the case, but it wasn't what we found in our data. Among people who could probably best be construed as centrists, that's to say mostly college students and a handful of people at the local bar, among these people, when we divide people up in terms of who self-reports as being liberal or conservative, it appears as though everyone is shifting to the right when under low-effort thought conditions.
What's a question you might ask me in this study?
Sure. So in some of the studies, we asked people to respond to questionnaires where, we use scales that have been developed by political psychologists. Mm-hmm. So an example of an item might be the first protection in any society is that of property rights, or the United Nations should be wholeheartedly endorsed by all of us. With these examples, in the former case, we're talking about something that taps into conservatism. In the latter case, something that measures political liberalism. In our last two studies in the paper, rather than have people answer questions or respond to statements, we simply show them words and phrases that map on to political conservatism and political liberalism. So in terms of conservatism, people would respond to words like tradition, authority, status, money. In terms of political liberalism, some of those words included equal rights, United Nations, equality. And so our respondents in these studies would see these words, see these phrases, and then respond to them, again, varying the certain conditions under which they were asked to think.
Is there any support for these findings in previous research?
Yeah, we unearthed one study from the 1970s, an old study that no one had really paid attention to. And in this research, they asked, I think it was college students, to come into the laboratory and to spend a few minutes considering some ballot initiatives that they were asked to vote on, at least hypothetically. There were a handful of initiatives, and what the research varied was how much time the participants had to look over these initiatives before voting. In one version of the study, people had 2 minutes to get through them all, and there were quite a few, and so this means they had to go in a hurry and not pay too close of attention. In the other condition, participants were given 10 minutes to respond. And what that research found was that when people were given 2 minutes to respond, on average, their votes were more conservative than were those who were asked to spend 10 minutes considering the initiatives.
Hmm. Well, I have an acquaintance who I would describe as very liberal, and this person has said that they don't always study all the ballot initiatives in front of them, and when they come across one they're unfamiliar with, no. No matter what it is, it's no. And that would kind of tend to...
So we're already finding proof.
Well, I don't know if it's proof, but it's someone who is afraid of changing the status quo, perhaps.
Yeah. Some anecdotal evidence,
exactly.
Perhaps, consistent with what we're saying. Yeah.
Here is that question that researchers hate, and you don't have to answer this if you don't want to. What can we always want to extrapolate something from this. Mm-hmm. We always want to say, okay, well, this suggests this, or perhaps this helps with this. Can we take any conclusions from this that would work to people's advantages?
Yeah. So you're right that we don't want to go too far from the data that we have in hand. What we looked at in our research were four samples, three college student samples, one community sample. Our research was done at both the University of Maine and the University of Arkansas. And so we have participants from a red state and a blue state. We have some generalizability, perhaps, because our samples are a bit more broad than what you typically find in psychology research. We don't want to overstate things, but perhaps we still can extrapolate and come up with some potential extensions. Two come to mind. The first is that perhaps it'll be easier to turn a liberal conservative than to turn a conservative liberal. That's one potential implication. But, of course, the other thing, and maybe relevant to the upcoming election, there are lots of things that research understands can push people toward quick, low-effort thinking. Time pressure, distraction, alcohol, fear. And so if, in fact, our data are valid and true, what that suggests is that those sorts of conditions, putting people under time pressure, distracting people, maybe scaring them, all of these things should have the effect of speeding up people's thinking, getting them to fall back on low-effort thought, and perhaps pushing them just a bit toward the conservative end of the poll.